Hey friends, spring cleaning time. Maybe clean out my throat. I can't even talk. What's wrong? Oh, anyway, it is spring cleaning time.
It is spring.
I hate cleaning, but anyway.
Oh God, I know.
It is kind of fun though, isn't it, to clean out your closet and get rid of crap?
I think once it's done,
once it's done,
in the process, I get a little. My nervous system gets a little activated, going, let it go.
I love that thing so much, but I don't ever wear that. Why would I keep it? I have clothes from before I moved to the overseas. How long have I been overseas? Over 25 years.
25 years. Oh,
that's ridiculous.
You schlepped that shit around with you. I did.
Schlepped that shit everywhere. It's in boxes now. So I think instead of opening and cleaning out those boxes, I'm just going to burn them.
You know, sometimes if you don't know what you're missing, you don't miss it, right? Isn't that it? Yeah. Oh my God. I know, because last week we were talking about making lists of things we don't want in our lives.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
And how to live better, how to value ourselves better. So I think this week we're going to transition, the transformation, and let's look in those closets. Oh God, that's good.
Get that stuff out of there. Anyway, we are Take Two Tuesdays here to talk about transformation this time, this series, right?
Yes.
And I'm Mary, and
I'm Jan.
And today we're talking about cleaning out your closet.
Talking over each other.
Talking over each other as usual. But cleaning out not only your closet, but also the connections you have, things that you that don't really fit in your life anymore. And really thinking about, last week we talked about that. What do you really value? What's important to you and what's important to keep? And so thinking about all the ways you've shifted in your life, because if you've lived more than 10 years, which I assume you all have. You've shifted.
If you haven't, you need to turn this episode off.
Because I don't think this is too relevant either.
I'm filling your mom.
Anyway, think about what's shifted in your life and how that looks different in you and what's with you. I don't know if you ever watched that Marie Kondo, I think was her name. She talked about sorting out your closet very precisely. She'd do just the sock day.
Yes.
I tried to do that.
It
just makes me crazy.
It lasts a day.
And she said, ask yourself, does this spark joy? And everything sparks joy. That's the problem.
Right? I know. Damn.
There's more to it, right, Jam?
I know for me right now, I am looking forward. I'm reframing this. Looking forward to a move. I'm moving from where I am right now, and we'll size down a little bit. I don't need this much space, and so what I feel like was speaking to me was I need to exit with grace and integrity.
Oof.
And so I'm going to start saying no to the things I need to say no to, so that makes space for the things I need to say yes to. Because I could let these circumstances of what's happening now and here control and freak me out and send my mindset in a crazy thing, or I can take charge.
Yeah.
I can take action. And I think sometimes just taking that one step, right? Taking that one thing will help you begin the process of shaking loose those old stories or the way your old self would react or even respond to circumstances. Life is life and it's going to happen, right? Life is going to happen.
And that's a really bold thing, Jan. It's really bold. It's courageous to just abandon things because they don't fit and not even have things yet to fill those spaces.
Just
trusting that the good things that you need in your life now are coming.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you. Yes. I needed to hear that today.
Yes, you did. I mean, I know when we took off for Kazakhstan, we sold our house and had a big yard sale and got rid of all these belongings. And it was scary because we didn't really know what was next. And we were leaving behind we didn't know. Do we need this life?
Yeah.
And so taking it's, bold it's interesting. Action like that.
Yeah. Because my oldest is just did this, and he was in the airport getting ready to, he was moving to New Zealand. And he said, Mom, my whole life are in these two suitcases. Well, three suitcases because he had a carry-on. And it's like, damn. Okay.
Damn, you're young. Like, two suitcases.
Well, he had to let go because I know that he treasured his turntable and his albums. I still have some of the albums, but there were some things that he treasured that he had to let go of.
Yeah.
And so I'm thinking, damn, if he can do it, I can too.
Absolutely. I mean, and that's another piece of your life that's changing. I mean, your kids moving out and on and doing their own cleaning house, and you right behind them. I think it's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's
Anyway, this episode is about agency and taking charge of your life. And even the smallest aligned action that says, I'm worth it. I'm worth this better version of my life. Even if it just means getting rid of some old socks or whatever you're getting rid of.
Thank you. Right.
Get rid of the things that don't matter.
Yeah. Oh, what is it? Well, I will take, just get rid of, even if they did matter. I'm going to throw this little disclaimer in there because I can get that a little attachment or whatever. Even if it didn't matter, is it?
My socks. Sorry.
I have sentimental value with fucking socks. I wore these then. Okay, so I'm like, I'm a great. But anyway, so with that, I just have to ask myself, is this aligning with my level up? Is this aligning with who you're becoming? Mm-hmm. And sometimes it just doesn't. And that's okay. Even if it feels uncomfortable, it's okay.
And that includes relationships, people, which is maybe the hardest one. And that's where you're talking about that exiting with grace. You don't just, I'm done with you. But, you know.
Well, delete.
Being kind. But,
But, you know, but even in that, I stay clean on my side of the street. And so last week we had made, we talked about making lists of what we want in our lives and what do we do next. Because I have used what you and Robert did. Who did I? Oh, with my son's girlfriend. I was telling her about that story, how y'all made that list together and how you just lived as if.
Yeah.
You just lived as if. And I think that helps keep us simplifying things. It just keeps, it challenges us and holds us accountable to simplify. You know,
yes, boy, we can complify really well. Can't we? Jesus,
this little brain of mine, it's that overthinking just oh my gosh. And so I don't know, we did talk about the list of simplifying, make a flourishing list of habits and people's and environments that help you thrive, that finding that place of, ooh, this energy is off now. Oh, but this energy is spot on.
This feels
on.
Good. This feels really right. Good. And that changes so much in your life. So it's really important to, I don't know, even if you meditate, to just to pause and give yourself 10 minutes to just let those kinds of things come into your mind. Like, what do I really want in my life?
Yeah. You know what I struggle with and what keeps coming up in just different either podcasts or reels or posts or what have you is, and I think we have a problem over here in the Western world of rest.
Yeah.
There's such reset in the rest, and I don't have to keep performing.
Yeah.
I can rest. And that's my level up, right? I don't know. I just, I used to feel guilty for resting.
Yep. It's an American mindset.
Is it? Sure. Is it? I'm sure. Oh, yeah.
It's not European. European mindset is much more like take breaks when you can. the shorter work week in France, the long vacations, like the month of August, always everybody takes, and there's frequent breaks during the year, and people just do it, and they're not guilty about it. they work hard,
and then you need the rest and the recharge.
You need the rest.
My son was talking about his colleague that's in New Zealand that came from the U.S. She's like, I think it was May. I'll just throw out a number. There was 3 months. She was there 3 months working. And they're like, okay, it's time for your break. And she's like, what? Especially in that business, especially in the food business and that industry. Yeah. They don't rest. And they're like, yeah, you need to take about 10 days off. What?
Are you firing me?
So that is what I'm challenging myself with my reset.
Nice.
And learning where it's okay. I desire that rest. I don't, and to recharge. What's something you can reset? What do you think? Do you have something?
For me?
Off the top of your head.
Actually, I've been doing it lately. Just, I like to, after I've been working hard in the morning, then I just go I eat lunch and lay down for like 15 minutes. I'm not napping or anything, but just I'm listening to something. I'm doing something small.
Oh, I love that.
Relaxing. And then I get up and I have much more energy and I'm so much more productive and engaged with what I'm doing. So I think it's really important. I've never been a rester, never was a napper. My mother will tell you, she's like, Mary Catherine, couldn't you please take a nap? Nope.
I love naps.
I do. I know you do.
No, I love that. And it's only like a 15-20. It's that, right? It's that, and it's not long naps.
I don't do long naps. That's enough, isn't it? Does it pop up and be refreshed?
Yeah. So we're asking you, where can you reset your life? And what do you desire that to be? Like feeling it, your desire, your dreams of that reset. It might be challenging. I mean, resting and recharging, I can grab that nap, but I'm talking sometimes I just need to be freaking quiet.
Yeah.
And then I get...
And thinking about also what you want to transform in your life.
Yes. I
mean, that idea of getting rid of things is about transforming yourself. Like, what are you preparing for? What's next for you? Yeah. Always have that in mind.
Yes, because it'll bring you clarity. I know it's bringing me clarity. It'll bring you clarity. So the transformation of this will bring you clarity to keep moving forward. Hey, yay.
Good job.
Oh, my God. Have we talked long enough? I think we've talked long enough.
So we've said enough.
Thank you for listening. Back with
more on transformation.
Yes. We will see you next week. And as always, we appreciate you and your time.